and $5,000 in closing costs. And the little upstairs table and chairs for the roof.
Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
Hey, Gabe. Neil McGee.
Hey, Neil. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just had a quick question for you. I just wanted to inquire. It looks like there was a change in banks that occurred in the statements provided.
Yeah.
Did you switch all your accounts over there?
Not all, but most.
Okay. So is the is all the revenue coming through going into that new account there? What is it with Prosperity? So it's all going through Prosperity now.
Well, for the most part. We didn't get it switched over probably until March or April, but now it is.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, so you guys have solid deposits.
Yeah, Prosperity came to me. That other bank I've been doing business with for a long time, but they got in a little bit of trouble back, you know, around 2011 and 12. They've been a little cantankerous to do business with, and they had some loans of mine, and they had a piece of property that I'm getting ready to develop, and they were just, you know, always like, well, you know, we might do this and we might do this for you. Well, I had that Prosperity Bank came up and they said, well, hey, we really want your stuff. So I've got my office and another building and four commercial buildings and then that piece of land that's a development piece. And Prosperity came and said, we'll do a 10-year fixed mortgage at 4.25% on all that stuff for you.
Okay,
plus
got you.
We'll do the development loan for you on that piece of land without being iffy. So
okay, makes sense. Got you.
That made it real easy to switch bank.
Okay.
That was one of the deals. They wanted me to move all my operating account over to there. So.
Yeah, it makes sense. Okay, perfect. And my other question was I sent you an email this morning. Is there any way you could have your wife sign an application as well and just sign and date and provide her information?
Yeah, but we are actually driving to the lake today, so can I give you her information and she'll send you a signed application on Monday?
That's fine. Yeah, I can just
give it to you.
Well, I resent another application just pre-filled out with the information you gave me and then just left the owner information blank. And her signature is, of course, blank. And then she can just get it over. Like, I'm trying to, I saw that, like, she was 51%. I thought that you guys were 50-50. So I'm just going to,
let me tell you how that changed. We were going to change it back to, we originally did that in case we wanted to bid minority work. I have since become a member of the Chickasaw tribe. So we don't need her to own 51% for it to be a minority ownership. So we were going to switch it back to where I was the majority owner, but all my stuff's in a trust anyway. So my trust attorney said there's really no reason to switch the ownership because Neil McGee Homes is in the trust. So
yeah, no problem.
And I
knew you guys, and I know you guys are smart, and I know you had done it for a strategic reason. But I'm trying to just get the approval. With just you on the application, I'm just worried that we might only be able to get an approval for $150,000, a little bit less than you're looking for. So there's no rush.
Well, she doesn't have a problem signing. So we'll
okay, great.
Just figure she'll sign it, send it in on Monday. But if you don't mind, do as much as you possibly can.
Absolutely. I will. I'm going to try and get you the best approval with just you. And just you guys enjoy your weekend. And when you get back in on Monday, just have her sign the application and fill out that little part. And we'll see what we can do.
Right?
Awesome. All right. Alrighty. You have a great weekend. Enjoy it.
You too.
Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.